WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. A man convicted of raping and killing a woman 3 decades ago after kidnapping her from a supermarket parking lot in Florida is scheduled to be executed Tuesday. 54-year-old Anthony Wainwright is scheduled to receive a lethal injection at Florida State Prison. He was convicted in the April 1994 killing of 23-year-old Carmen Gayhart, a mother of two young children in Lake City. D.C. leaders say they are coordinating closely with the Secret Service for the U.S. Army Grand Military Parade Saturday. It's a busy summer for the nation's capital. During a news conference Monday, Mayor Muriel Bowser said the city has Pride, the military parade, and the 4th of July all just weeks apart.
Our public safety agencies are going to be called on for lots of work, lots of hours, and we're asking for everybody to heed their advice. Everybody to follow their instructions.
This is ABC News. Despite dozens of tips and unconfirmed sightings of Grant Hardin in other states, the 56-year-old murder convict was captured less than 2 miles from the medium security prison he walked out of May 25th.
News that Grant Hardin had escaped sent a chill through Gateway, Arkansas, where Hardin was once police chief.
I've honestly thought that he was coming up to this area.
Cheryl Tillman is mayor of Gateway and sister to the man Grant Hardin murdered in 2017 when she learned that Hardin had been recaptured.
We all said hallelujah. We just screamed and hollered.
Hardin has been transferred from the medium security Calico Rock Prison to Arkansas's Varner Supermax facility. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Amazon announced plans to spend $20 billion on two data center complexes in Pennsylvania. The facilities are designed to meet expected demand for artificial intelligence products. Amazon has recently committed to big data center projects in Mississippi, Indiana, Ohio, and North Carolina. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
Pat, I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. And I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a series against the Atlanta Braves in Milwaukee. The Crew losing a close one yesterday, 1-0 to the San Diego Padres. Freddie Peralta allowed just one hit, no runs, through 6 innings, 90 pitches, and thought about going back out in the 7th.
For 1 second, I was thinking about it to come back, but at the same time, we took the decision that it was good enough for the day and just to bring somebody else.
So Rob Zastrzynski took over in the 7th, and Manny Machado knocked one out of the park on him. That was the ball game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, it was a decision that, you know, we had to talk to Freddie first, see how he felt. He was out of gas. Could we have pushed him into it? I'm sure he would have done it for us. But you don't do that this time of the year.
NFL. The Packers have decided to release defensive back Jair Alexander. The team asking Alexander to take a pay cut, in part because he's missed half the games the last 2 seasons. The defensive back was scheduled to make $17 million this season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will thin just a bit in the overnight. Light west and northwest winds and morning lows in the lower 50s. On Tuesday, sunshine but hazy, highs in the upper 70s. By Wednesday, though, looking for a few showers in the area. Currently 56 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, Civic Media's Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area on what Democrats are talking about ahead of next weekend's big state convention.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin, it is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided, we've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably yes. has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch The Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home
You're
for Nightlight.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
It is this moment right now, and we need people that have wealth and access to step the hell up.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
We can't take this as a country to have a leader who is so ill-informed and we look terrible.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
You got a bad sandwich at your favorite deli. What do you do about it? We can talk about whatever you want to sound off on.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, it has been quite a weekend of news. I'm very glad to be joined by my guest co-host today, Matt Rothschild. He hosts a podcast called Wisconsin Forward. Matt, so glad to have you with us this afternoon to help make sense of what exactly it is that's going on in our country.
Maggie, I'm delighted to be with you this afternoon. It is a very delicate moment for our democracy, and we'll be diving into that.
Indeed. I know that folks are excited to get on the phones, and let's not forbearance is not our best friend here. Let's just get to it. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Of course, it is also on the fun side of the ledger, the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. That is going on all this week, continuing from last week. I'll be dropping that word of the hour shortly here. In case you have been on vacation, camping, out of cell phone range, etc., what has occurred over the last Saturday, Sunday, late Friday, and now today in our country, specifically in Los Angeles, I believe... second largest city in the country, in the state of California, which is what the third or fourth largest economy in the world as a state, has been nothing short of quite frightening and extraordinary. And I don't say that in a positive sense. Let's just recap how we got here. Obviously, Donald Trump has been engaged in deportation raids. They have been spreading. They are expanding across the country. On Friday, a leader of a union who has been a longtime labor organizer, and to the extent that immigrant labor, especially in the state of California, is extensively used, he has worked to organize immigrant labor, a gentleman by the name of David Huerta. There is footage of Mr. Huerta on Friday at an ICE protest outside of a detention facility. He was protesting with a lot of other folks, and apparently he was beaten and dragged away. He's been arrested. He is still in custody, though I understand he was supposed to have a hearing today. I haven't been able to track down yet what happened in his hearing. Again, this guy is the head of SEIU in California, and he's been doing this for a long time. So this is a labor leader, an immigrant leader, at a protest exercising his First Amendment rights on Friday. He gets basically beat down and arrested by federal officials. This then sort of escalates the protests. They continue to escalate over the weekend. Now, according to numerous releases from the Los Angeles Police Department, according to the mayor of Los Angeles, as well as the governor, the protesters have been peaceful. They do believe outside agitators and just ne'er-do-wells took advantage of the protest atmosphere to set fire to some cars. Again, these things, when you have protests, there can be some outside agitators involved. But again, the Los Angeles Police Department issuing formal statements that the protests were peaceful. The mayor of Los Angeles effectively supporting that, saying we're handling this just fine. I wanted to read one of these statements from the Los Angeles Police Department. This was on Saturday morning. This was released again by the LA Police Department. Today, demonstrations across the city of Los Angeles remained peaceful. We commend all those who exercise their First Amendment rights responsibly. The LA Police Department appreciates the cooperation, blah, 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 blah. Today's events concluded without incident. However, we remain fully prepared to respond swiftly and appropriately to any potential acts of civil unrest. That was, again, Saturday afternoon. What occurred then was quite extraordinary. Again, the timeline here matters. Earlier on Saturday, without request from the governor, the mayor, or anyone else, or even LA police, the president of the United States federalized National Guard members, some 2,000 of them, under what is a provision that no one has really thought of being used in 50, 60 years. It's 10 USC section 12406. This allows the president to use National Guard troops in a protective capacity. When you look at the order that was issued by the president on, again, this was Saturday morning, it is clearly being done in extension of and in the bucket of the, quote, protective powers of the presidency, which effectively exist under English common law. They date back quite a ways. There's this statute codifying it. We're going to get into some of the details there, but this was extraordinary. Again, there was no governor request. This is not how this is done. The police, the mayor, the governor were saying, we have this under control. There's no need to send additional literal military into our streets. As anyone who knows anything about crowd management, emergency management, as well as grassroots protest, grassroots movements, protest movements, as soon as you have police show up in a highly militarized way, it generally... it is known by folks that deal with crowd control to almost in all instances be like throwing a lit match into a pool of gasoline. And it can ignite and escalate things. You can take something that was, again, something to be watched and observed to ensure that the protests remain safe and peaceful. And you can, again, over respond from a law enforcement, or in this case, again, military being placed onto U.S. streets facing off against U.S. citizens. That is what can escalate. And again, I challenge you to find any expert in crowd control, emergency management, or any of these sort of protest circumstances, law enforcement or military, that speaks from a position of good faith that will tell you otherwise. They simply won't. That is indeed what I believe the intention here was, to escalate matters quite quickly. And indeed, Stephen Miller, the president's top domestic policy advisor, doubled down on that, calling it an insurrection against the laws and sovereignty of the United States. Again, a message from me to Mr. Miller. people peacefully protesting the unlawfulness and the abuse of power, the deprivation of due process, the disappearing of people that are hard working, neighbors, colleagues, and friends, grandmothers, kids, not dangerous criminals, by doing these mass deportation raids, which is what has started to happen in LA, raiding places of business, restaurants, other places where large numbers of immigrants are known to work. People protesting that is not an insurrection. People peacefully protesting with a small, limited amount of bad actors that are trying to agitate is not an insurrection. Stephen Miller, January 6th was an insurrection, not what was going on and what has been going on in Los Angeles. Those protests continue. The breaking news at this hour is that the president, having now, again, federalized, and I'm going to get to what that means in a moment, federalized 2,000 National Guards troops, because I know every single one of my friends that continue to serve in the National Guard, what they want to do is face off against some of their friends and neighbors who are trying to protest. That's exactly what National Guards people want to be doing, instead of defending, our actual national sovereignty. The president this hour, according to reporting by CNN, now ABC and NBC, is apparently deploying, not readying, but deploying upwards somewhere in the ballpark of 500 to 700 active duty Marines. That is active duty Marines. We're no longer talking about the National Guardsmen. The president being asked about the deployment of troops, saying, quote, there will be troops everywhere. Again, this is deeply, deeply concerning. We are through the looking glass. Matt, I just wanted to start with you, get some of your initial reactions as you saw this news unfolding over the weekend alongside every one of us.
Well, thank you, Maggie. And that was a great summation of where we are and how we got here. But this is the nightmare I think we've all been worried about. Donald Trump, gave some foreshadowing of it when he was president the first time. We saw what happened on January 6th. We've seen how he's governed over the last 3 or 4 months. He has no regard for the Constitution or for the law, for due process, or for civil liberties. And it's not a accident that Stephen Miller uses words like insurrection or invasion, because that's a couple of the legal fig leaves that they're going to try to hide behind. But this really is a question of whether our democracy is going to survive or not, because Donald Trump is putting Marines in our second biggest city. And as you rightly point out, Maggie, the vast majority of the protests, and I saw a video of, must have been 30,000, 40,000 people in the streets of L.A., the vast majority of those folks were nonviolent demonstrators exercising their First Amendment rights that we all should hold dear. Donald Trump does not hold them dear. And he
holds them dear if you're voicing an opinion in support of him. If you're voicing an opinion in opposition to him or any of his policies, then you're an insurrectionist and you need to be beat down by apparently a full battalion of U.S. Marines who did not sign up to beat down protesters, I would have to think.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is really a tough moment for our democracy, and I think we all should recognize how delicate it is. I do want to encourage people to protest nonviolently. Let's not give Donald Trump another excuse to, bring out more military into our streets. But we need to protest, and there'll be a lot of protests this weekend on Saturday on the No Kings protest day.
Yes.
Encourage people to show up for those and to show solidarity for our friends and neighbors and fellow countrymen in L.A.
I'm going to double down here on what Matt is saying to everyone. Protest. Do so peacefully. This administration is looking for any excuse to invoke martial law. That's what we're talking about. Posse comitatus is the federal law that prohibits the deployment of active duty and or National Guards people to police citizenry. Our armed services are supposed to be there to protect our country from foreign enemies, from foreign adversaries. This is what people sign up to join the military. We have an all-volunteer standing military right now. That is why people show up. They do not sign up, to beat or to be deployed in an overly aggressive positioning against people who are trying to peacefully exercise their First Amendment rights to speech and assemble. I don't care what the numbers of protesters are. There are ways to de-escalate. That is not what's happening here. So please, if you are involved in any of the many thousands of protests that are going on right now, one in Elkhorn this evening starting at 5 o'clock, please do so peacefully. You want to bring your Mexican flag? I encourage you to bring your American flag right alongside of it. We all stand in this fight together for our democracy. Your calls, my conversation with each of you and Matt will continue on the other side as well. As the Scotty Summer Word to Win, I'll drop that next right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is pollinator month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The ecosystem mission area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off,
and give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. People across the ideological spectrum, folks that have been following politics for decades, lawyers, former judges, national security officials, sounding the alarm this Monday. One such individual is a guy by the name of Bill Kristof. He's a known conservative. Bill's been around for years and years. I'm going to get to some of what Mr. Kristof had to say because his words are unsparing. But I wanted to level set about exactly what we're talking about and how clearly this is not about peacekeeping. This is not about protecting federal property. This is not about protecting ICE officers. It's not about any of that. It's about intentional escalation to create a fig leaf of an excuse, in my opinion, to declare martial law or to move us along the line of where, along down the line to where that becomes possible. And yes, Bill Kristol is whom I'm not sure who I said, but that's who I was referring to. First and foremost, the National Guard, this is state-based military forces, largely part-time folks. Again, they have full-time civilian jobs. And normally, it is the case that a state's governor controls those troops. Think natural disasters. That's where you see the deployment of National Guard. Of course, guardsmen and women can be called up if we are in an active war to supplement our regular standing troops. That's what the National Guard is. Sometimes a governor will call up National Guard troops. Again, that is the governor initiating that, usually by a request into the Department of Defense, you know, into a Fox News host who has no business running the department. I digress. They ask the Department of Defense, in instances of civil disorder as well, civil unrest, again, triggered by a governor's request. They are state-based military forces. That's what you've got here. The last time a president used federal troops for domestic policing purposes was in 1992, when then-President George H.W. Bush invoked the Insurrection Act. That's when he did it, to suppress widespread rioting that broke out in Los Angeles after, of course, a jury acquitted police officer who beat a motorist, an unarmed motorist, Rodney King. But in that case, California's then governor, Pete Wilson, and LA's mayor, Tom Bradley, asked for that assistance, right? Like, that's the trick. And to point out to you, I mean, this is the only thing I need to point to, in my opinion, Matt, to make it very plain that this is all a bunch of baloney. Donald Trump, early Sunday morning, praised the National Guard on social media for a job well done, but there was not a single boot of a single National Guards person who had yet been on the ground in Los Angeles. He was, oh, I see that there's nothing going on in LA, because there wasn't overnight. The police, as directed by LAPD, had done their jobs. There was no need for this. Things were peaceful on Sunday. They have been peaceful. And again, before a single one of those National Guards persons were on the ground, Donald Trump was saying, hey, good job. I mean, what more do we need to point to know that this has nothing to do with peacekeeping at all whatsoever, Matt?
No, it's a pretext. The whole thing is a pretext, and Donald Trump was just waiting with bated breath for a pretext so he could get the military into our streets. This is what authoritarian leaders do. This is what fascist leaders do. That's who Donald Trump is, and he was chomping at the bit to make this happen, and so he seized on the overwhelmingly nonviolent protests in L.A. to have his dream come true and get the military into our streets. This was the fear that many of us had during the election, why we were begging people, please don't vote for this guy. And yet, here he is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Folks, if you want to join our discussion this afternoon, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. All vets and actively serving military will go to the front of the line. We're hearing from one such vet right now. Steve from Mount Horam says, as an Army vet, I see this as the beginning of a dictator. Watch Trump's last year in office. He will try and stay in office. A frequent texter, Cam from Appleton, saying his mom showed him a photo of some of the protests that she went to with my dad, and he's so proud and thankful for them, but also concerned. I agree with that. Steve from Milwaukee says this: they haven't done anything in Congress for 40 darn years over immigration. The Dems gave them an actionable bill, and now they're going to let Trump trample on people's inalienable rights. Oh, the horror. Absolutely ridiculous. Mike from Cedarburg, you've been very patient, sir. What do you have for us this afternoon? Say hi to Matt. Mike, you there? Well, we will come back to Mike, because I'll tell you what, Matt, he was on the line before we even got on air. So I know Mike's got something that he wants to say. Kirk from Madison, briefly, we got about a minute left.
also, served in the Army. I distinctly remember my training for unlawful orders. I'm not an expert at this. I'm going to be watching the news tonight to see what the military experts say. But this is not the same as what took place the last time troops were deployed. This is much different, in my opinion. Yes. And the fact that the commander, and forgive me for jumping to some conclusions here, but the commander of the National Guard, I think if the tables get turned where the Democrats get back involved, they could fall under going under trial for a violation of the way this is supposed to shake down. So anybody that's served in the military, we discuss this stuff. And the idea that we're going to go on to our own is unfathomable. I mean,
yeah, Kurt, hang on. We can certainly talk more on the flip side. We're going to take care of a quick bit of business. I promised you the word of the day for the Scani text to win. It is trip. What's going on is quite a trip, T-R-I-P, to put it mildly. We continue this discussion on the other side. Remember to text that in using the app. Doesn't count if you text it in normally. Again, that word to win is trip, T-R-I-P. Matt and I will be back on the other side. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, W-L-A-K, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. A man convicted of raping and killing a woman 3 decades ago after kidnapping her from a supermarket parking lot in Florida is scheduled to be executed Tuesday. 54-year-old Anthony Wainwright is scheduled to receive a lethal injection at Florida State Prison. He was convicted in the April 1994 killing of 23-year-old Carmen Gayhart, a mother of two young children in Lake City. D.C. leaders say they are coordinating closely with the Secret Service for the U.S. Army Grand Military Parade Saturday. It's a busy summer for the nation's capital. During a news conference Monday, Mayor Muriel Bowser said the city has Pride, the military parade, and the 4th of July all just weeks apart.
Our public safety agencies are going to be called on for lots of work, lots of hours, and we're asking for everybody to heed their advice, everybody to follow their instructions.
This is ABC News.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a series against the Atlanta Braves in Milwaukee. The crew losing a close one yesterday, 1-0 to the San Diego Padres. Freddie Peralta allowed just one hit, no runs, through 6 innings, 90 pitches, and thought about going back out in the 7th.
For 1 second, I was thinking about it to come back, but same time, we took the decision that it was good enough for the day and just to bring somebody else.
So Rob Zastrzynski took over in the 7th, and Manny Machado knocked one out of the park on him. That was the ball game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, it was a decision that, you know, we had to talk to Freddie first, see how he felt. He was out of gas. Could we have pushed him into it? I'm sure he would have done it for us. But you don't do that this time of the year.
NFL. The Packers have decided to release defensive back Jair Alexander. The team asking Alexander to take a pay cut, in part because he's missed half the games the last 2 seasons. The defensive back was scheduled to make $17 million this season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Lilo and Stitch is still the box office champ. The biggest hit of the summer so far pulled in $32 million last weekend and is now pushing $800 million globally at the box office. The film is showing some great gams with only a 50% drop despite being in its third week of release. The number two spot goes to From the World of John Wick, Ballerino, which brought in a less than expected $26 million in its opening weekend and $51 million globally. The eighth installment of Mission Impossible saw only a 45% drop in its third week of release. Final Reckoning is currently at $450 million globally. Karate Kid Legends brought in $8.5 million to come in fourth place, and gruesome horror film Final Destination Bloodlines continues to show incredible staying power by coming in fifth place and pulling in $6.5 million in its fourth week. The film has now pulled in $250 million worldwide. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will thin just a bit in the overnight. Light west and northwest winds and morning lows in the lower 50s. On Tuesday, sunshine but hazy. Highs in the upper 70s. By Wednesday, though, looking for a few showers in the area. Currently 56 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
We need a fun listener name, something the followers of the show can call themselves. I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. We are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
I'll be slinging drinks at a charity bartending event, but don't worry, you'll be in good hands with special host Angela Lang, joined by Dan Schaefer and Matt Rothschild. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are in the midst of 2 weeks of Civic Media's Scouty Summer Text-to-Win statewide giveaway. You can get registered to win a prize that we give away each hour, all day long, Monday through Friday. Not each hour, but within each show. In my show, it is the 4 o'clock hour, either $100 or Brewers tickets. We do that every day, and then your text will also enter you to win one of our grand prize getaways to either Wisconsin Dells or Door County, including gas money. I think it is fabulous, a wonderful opportunity to start your summer out just right. The word to win this hour, again, just for this hour from 4 to 5 o'clock, is TRIP, T-R-I-P. Be sure that you text that in via our app that you can get for free wherever you like to get your apps from. And again, full contesting rules available at civicmedia.us. Again, that word to win this hour is TRIP, T-R-I-P. Let's get back to the news of the day. We will cover this more later this week, but some other breaking news that apparently RFK Jr. has fired every single person on the vaccine advisory board, all 17 of them. Gone. The news is just unbelievable these days. I've got great co-host with me this afternoon, Matt Rothschild. Thanks so much for being here, Matt. I have to say, on a real personal level, I'm so happy to have you with me on Mondays, because sometimes it's like, oh, what fresh hell is this? What I think about what the heck we're going to be talking about on Mondays. And I appreciate you being here with all of us to help break it down.
Well, I'm happy to be here today. It is a special serving of fresh hell today, though.
It truly is. I wanted to talk in more detail a bit about what exactly Donald Trump did. I'm not going to go into a ton of the legalities here, because it can get pretty technical. But it is really important to note that, again, this provision that he used under U.S. Code, and again, that's 10 U.S.C. section 12406, 12406, in case you're a nerd and you like to read this stuff, about this stuff in your free time, like Matt and I do so much. This is not an invocation of the Insurrection Act. And sort of to zoom way back out so everybody has this in our heads correctly together, the rule is you don't get to use the military against its citizenry. That's basically the rule in every democracy that you can find. There will be exceptions to that, but they are extremely narrowly drawn.
And they have been used less than, like, it would take less than two hands to put together the number of times that they've been used. And the reason for that should be intuitively obvious and simple. If you think about all coup d'etats, all authoritarian regimes, all dictatorships, the key to actually taking over what was once a functioning democracy, the key is control of the military. And if you can convince enough folks that work within the military to follow what many are arguing are unconstitutional orders, and you are able to effectively take over control of at least a substantial portion of the military to, you know, I don't know, suspend elections. To, for example, in response to trumped up threats, pun intended here, right, turn the military against its citizenry that are engaging in protected speech and protest, thereby accelerating conflicts, again, creating fig leaves of excuse to lead all the more quickly to martial law, which then permits you to squelch and shut down all dissension entirely, right? Like, these are the steps. You will never find a dictatorship in history where the dictator does not single-handedly and with no restrictions at all deploy the military to quash political opposition. Like, if there's anything that we all should be like, hey, I think I remember something about that in my civics and or history classes, it's the use of the military to squash all political opposition. It's the rounding up of dissenters. It's the imprisonment of journalists. It's all of that stuff. And when you see the active duty military, a full battalion plus 700 plus Marines being deployed by Pete Hegseth against protesters in LA, we're there. That's what's happening. And I just a bit of context around Mr. Hegseth. Mr. Hegseth has been on the record for years belaboring and railing against military lawyers who talk about the restrictive laws about how engagement in these circumstances occurs. Why is that important here? Because this tiny little provision, this never used provision of US code, limits the use of military only to protect federal personnel or federal property. It is entirely protective. They cannot engage in any law enforcement activity. I want to repeat that. There is a bright line under 10 USC 12406. You can protect stuff, federal stuff, meaning persons and property. You cannot engage in any law enforcement. As soon as they do that, they are well outside of the provisions of this, and you would need to be invoking the Insurrection Act. But what is the point of, again, pouring all these troops onto the streets to confront otherwise peaceful protesters with some one-off bad actors that occur in any sort of protest situation? It is to further incite. It is to bring about clashes with protesters. It is to create violence. It is not to create peace. And I want everyone, again, think one thing. These troops can protect federal property. They cannot engage in law enforcement. That is the distinction. I will also note this. Gavin Newsom in the state of California will be suing to challenge the invocation of this particular U.S. code provision because it also says that, quote, orders for these purposes, these protective purposes, shall be issued through the governors. So even in this particular exception to the overarching rule, it has to be coming through the governors. That didn't happen here. Didn't happen at all. And interestingly enough, the very language of the presidential order also has not been followed, okay? This is Donald Trump's order itself. And sorry to get into some of the legal stuff here, Matt, and then I'll stop talking, but it's really important. So there's a provision of the statute that hasn't been complied with. Again, orders for these purposes shall be issued through the governors. Newsom hasn't done that. So what's the basis of this? But the order itself already, and if you're watching on Civic Media's YouTube channel or on Instagram, Facebook, X, etc., I'm holding the order. I read it myself. It says this. This is in Donald Trump's own order from this Saturday. Federalization of the National Guard failed, and this is the analysis here, failed to even comply with the terms of the presidential order, which, quote, directs and delegates actions as necessary for the Secretary of Defense to coordinate with the governors of the states and the National Guard Bureau in identifying and ordering into federal service the appropriate members and units of the National Guard under this authority. No such coordination has occurred. Now, here is the really scary thing, ladies and gentlemen, and this is what Bill Kristof pointed out. This order issued by the President of the United States in response to nearly entirely peaceful protests that LAPD had well in hand. Los Angeles and California aren't mentioned once in the presidential directive, not once. It is no way limited in time, in space, in geography. It is an open-ended authorization, and it is not just limited to National Guard troops. It allows the use of any military personnel, not just where protests are currently occurring, but anywhere protests are, quote, likely to occur based on current threat assessments and planned operations. To carry out this mission, the memorandum continues, the deployed military personnel may perform those military protective activities that the Sec Defense determines are reasonably necessary. And the Sec Defense must consult with the Attorney General and the Secretary of Homeland Security prior to withdrawing any personnel from any location to which they are sent. So to recap, President Donald Trump, without consulting any governor, as is required under the federal law that he's invoking, has sent armed forces to the city streets of Los Angeles. The Secretary of Defense, by that order, is now imbued with unilateral authority to send any members of the entirety of the U.S. military anywhere in this nation for basically any purpose he sees fit to deploy them to face off against citizenry. And before those troops are removed from your hometown, from your city, from Milwaukee, from Los Angeles, Philly, Chicago, or Atlanta, Georgia, he's got to get permission of both the AG and the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. I'll take a breath now, Matt, but what we are talking about is so breathtaking in scope and in potential impact, it really boggles the mind and stirs the soul in a way that I haven't felt quite this afraid. My mom's she's 80 some years old. She's planning on going to the No More Kings rally on the 14th. I'm going to be like, Ma, turn on your GoPro and make sure that you comply. I'm complying, Mom, is the line, and put your hands up.
Yeah, I mean, I have Trump's order right here in front of me as well, Maggie, and the last sentence that I'm reading is, the Secretary of Defense may employ any other members of the regular armed forces as necessary to augment and support the protection of federal functions and property in any number determined appropriate in his discretion. That gives Hegseth just unilateral discretion. I'm sure he'll be asking the boss about how many Marines to bring in. We got Marines going to LA right now. And you're right, there is no limit on geography at locations where protests against these functions are occurring or are likely to occur. Could be anywhere in the United States.
It's truly frightening. Folks, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Kurt, we had to rush you, sir. I know you're a vet, and I wanted to give you another chance to express what your concerns were as someone who understands and has been instructed about what do you do if you're given an unlawful order by a superior officer.
Yeah, thank you very much. I mean, I got to preface that I served in the 80s. Unless the military code of conduct is radically changed since I was served in the Army, which I don't think it has, the rule still stands. And given everything that you laid out, Maggie, there's one thing I need to point out. The United States military is not like any other military in the world. You can talk about other democracies and how they use the military to take over, but I'm typically a pessimist. But in this case, I'm an optimist. I guarantee you, those Marines are looking at each other thinking, just what the hell is going on here? What are we going to do? Because they already know, at least most of them that, you know, aren't rogue, they already know they're stepping into that zone. The classes were very specific. We were tested on it. They created all sorts of scenarios. And you had to determine whether or not it was a lawful order or unlawful order. I'm telling you, this is going to divide the military. We're going to see what's going to happen, I guess.
Folks, that's Kurt from Madison. Thanks so much, Kurt, for sharing your experience. My fear is that his intention is to divide the military and to end up potentially with a puppet army. Stay tuned. We continue to discuss with Matt Rothschild. My name is Maggie Dawn.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Matt Nair on air.
Congressman Mark Pocan is here. Are you planning on going out on the road again, having a couple more town halls?
Yes. No, Claire, Derek and I have been invited by Opportunity Wisconsin, so I'm really looking forward to debating Derek. My guess is it's more likely I will sprout a head full of hair than he will show up. This is important to let people know what's in this bill, because there is a very good reason why Republicans are hiding from town halls.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Are we about to cross the Rubicon in both a literal and figurative sense? My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got Matt Rothschild with me as a guest co-host. You can find Matt here with me every Monday and also on his fine podcast, Wisconsin Forward, everywhere you get your podcasts, including at the Civic Media website. We're talking today about Donald Trump's attempt to now weaponize the military against those that wish to criticize him. That's the question. And we should all be extraordinarily concerned about this. In the past, every single invocation or use of the National Guard or any military to help address domestic civil unrest have had the following characteristics: either a request by a governor to do so, and or a specified geographic area and a time frame, a limiting time frame. This was part of what happened back following Brown v. Board of Education, when Southern governors refused to desegregate schools. The National Guard was brought in there, in essence, to effectuate a federal court ruling. Okay, but that was for a specific purpose, limited in its scope by that specific purpose. What you see here, ladies and gentlemen, is something so far beyond that that it should strike fear in the hearts of every American of good faith, no matter who you may have cast a ballot for in November. This ain't about Democrats and Republicans. These are about basic rights and the idea that we do not want our military personnel distracted and deployed to do things that they never signed up to do. Nobody that I know that is a Marine, and I know plenty in both the Marines and National Guard, were like, you know what I want to do is really bust some protesters' heads. Now, we had a great call from Kurt beforehand, raising the possibility, at least in some way, shapes, and form, that first, we should have some faith in our good Marines. They understand their oath. But that raised the second possibility in my mind, that is Donald Trump perhaps trying to actually fracture the armed services and create a shadow army, which is a precondition, a condition precedent, a necessary but not sufficient characteristic of all dictatorships, that they seize control at least of a large portion of the military and therefore use the military to quell all political opposition in their country. Matt, your reactions to Kurt's comments.
Yeah, he's optimistic. I'm kind of pessimistic because I think Trump will find enough people in the military to salute and jump and say how high. And, you know, as Jacob, our producer, points out, there are thousands who were discharged for not getting vaccinated that Trump brought back. There are a lot of Trump loyalists in the military. And so he'll have enough people who will follow the orders. I'm sure there are soldiers and Marines of high moral standing who might refuse and pay a price for that, but there will be enough in the chain of command who will follow him. And so we're in this situation where the president has taken control of the military as his own private army, as it was, and he's putting them in the streets of L.A. today.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, this is what martial law is all about. And you know, people thought, you know, this is people crying wolf when we were warning people that Trump might bring about martial law. But here we are, friends. And the response has got to be to protest nonviolently. Nonviolent protest is the moral thing to do. And it is the pragmatic thing to do, because if there are violent actors out there, Trump is going to seize on it again. So please protest in support of the folks in L.A., in support of immigrants who are being horribly abused by ICE and by Trump, and protest on Saturday.
But do so legally.
And these No Kings protests, but absolutely protest nonviolently.
Protest nonviolently, protest legally, do follow law enforcement's orders. I have to say this very clearly. I understand that nonviolent civil unrest is a method of bringing about social change, but I would be remiss if I didn't tell people, listen, if you're out there protesting, please follow law enforcement's directions. If they tell you this is a no protest zone, fall back. A reporter from Australia's News 9 was hit with rubber bullets. There have been other reports of others getting sucked up into some of the altercations and clashes. Listen, Donald Trump, Stephen Miller, and the MAGA regime are gleeful at the prospect that people will engage in violent clashes with the military or with law enforcement. They want that. Don't give them what they want. Stand down. I am complying. Put your hands up. And we need to carry not just flags of Mexico, but flags of the United States. We are all patriots in this fight to save our democracy. Don't cede that territory to the MAGA regime. Gavin Newsom's office trying to push back on the idea that Marines are being, quote, deployed. They are being assembled and moved from one base to another. Deployment is different. Earlier reports used the word deployed and made that distinction. Again, those earlier reports were from ABC at my last read. Again, Newsom criticizing it as unnecessary, unwarranted, uncalled for, and unprecedented. let's go to the phones. Dale from Wausau, what you got for us?
Yeah, thanks, Maggie and Matt. In LA, in regard to the protesters, law enforcement should find out who these people are that are acting with violence and property damage. And I bet they are outside agitators and part of the 1,600 that were pardoned by Trump from the insurrection that we all know about at the U.S. Capitol. Your thoughts?
Dale, that's a scary prospect, seeding bad actors into otherwise peaceful protests to create an excuse for a military crackdown is not where I want to be as a country. God, let's hope not. I do have to say this. Anytime we're looking at military interacting with regular citizenry, it should only be in the most extreme and extraordinary circumstances. That is not what we have here. Protesting is an inalienable right of every American, and we should react accordingly. Please be peaceful. We've got a great expert guest coming up who's going to help us understand immigration.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Health officials in Massachusetts have confirmed at least 10 cases of botulism connected to a single health spa. It's suspected Rodrigo Beauty in the town of Milton was administering Botox injections without a license. Dr. Todd Ellerin, an infectious disease physician in Boston, says the outbreak could be historic.
I'm not sure that there's ever been more than 10 iatrogenic Botox botulism cases in an individual state in the United States. This is super rare for any state.
Washington, D.C. is gearing up for Saturday's military parade to honor the Army's 250th birthday and President Trump's 79th birthday. Army officials estimate there will be about 200,000 attendees. He was the big nominee and turned out to be the biggest winner of Monday night's 25th annual BET Awards. Kendrick Lamar won in all five categories where he was nominated, including Album of the Year, Best Male Hip Hop Artist, and Video of the Year. This is ABC News.